Welcome to Self-Made Man. I'm Daniel Self.
I'm Eric Mann.
And I'm Toby Shaw.
Hello!
Hey, everybody.
We have a special guest with us today.
That's true.
That would be me. I'll take it from here. But my last name doesn't fit into the man's self title.
So it does not fit into self.
But we found a way around this.
There's a loophole.
There is.
Yes. Because you are now listening to the Self-Made Man Pelican Wind Edition, which would be my middle name.
That's name, not a lie.
Privileged
guys,
information.
His middle name is Pelican Wind. If that isn't awesome.
I don't know what is.
Just saying.
Gentlemen,
it's pretty
once
awesome.
More.
Once more for that. Pelican Wind. It's already hitting me. Okay. Daniel.
Here we go. This week,
Daniel has a quote for us.
I do. And it's a quote from a book that I... Okay. I want to say many things.
What's it called?
So, this is The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. You haven't read The Prophet?
No, I need to.
I haven't either.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a first. Eric Mann has not read a book, and I have. It's a beautiful book. What I want to say about the book that you gentlemen see me holding in my hand is that this book, this physical copy, was gifted to my dad at some time, a long time ago.
For those of you sitting at home, he is in fact holding a book.
And it
is a very handsome book.
And it has an inscription.
Slightly worn,
lovingly inscribed.
It has an inscription to my dad from Jerry Ann.
It's nice penmanship.
She does have nice penmanship. And the pages are sort of yellowed. Anyway, it makes me very happy.
For this episode, we should just describe things that they can't
see. Wow, irritating. Or don't. Just say, hey,
such a lovely shirt today. That's an amazing color on you.
But we won't. Marvelous eyes you have. Yeah, and then they're sitting there guessing.
They're sitting there guessing. Like, no one knows what shirt I have on right now.
No, we do, but they don't.
But they don't. All right, so, this quote I'm about to read from this book that I love, I find very challenging. I don't know what to think about it. I didn't know what to think about it when I first read it. And I want to read it now. You know, we have Toby on this week, and it sort of brings us back to why we started this podcast in the first place. The idea of men communing about things that really matter, that have to do with our insides and not just our day-to-day. So,
awesome.
With that being said, I'm very intrigued as to your gentlemen's thoughts on this.
Shoot it out.
And this might be a slightly longer edition this week since we have this extra wonderful mind joining us. Okay. So this book is written in the form, like many of them are, sort of a question and answer. Each chapter starts with someone asking this prophet.
Gotcha.
These questions. Like, it's like, all right, the prophet climbed up the mountain and the town gathered round and asked him questions.
Right.
So and so asked about this and he said. So. Okay. So he's talking about love and particularly like marriage and that sort of specific romantic bond.
Great.
And he says, love one another, but make not a bond of love. Let it rather be a moving sea between the shores of your souls. Fill each other's cup, but drink not from one cup. Give one another of your bread, but eat not from the same loaf. Sing and dance together and be joyous, but let each one of you be alone. Even as the strings of a lute are alone, though they quiver with the same music. Give your hearts, but not into each other's keeping, for only the hand of life can contain your hearts, and stand together, yet not too near together, for the pillars of the temple stand apart, and the oak tree and the cypress grow not in each other's shadow.
It's beautiful.
Very poetic. It brings up for me something that I think many of us, if not all of us, and I know certainly myself, struggle with when it comes to the idea of a relationship, a romantic entanglement, if you will. The idea that, okay, I'm in love with this person, I feel passionately for them, I want to make a bond with them,
right?
But in what ways do I leave them their autonomy, and in what ways... It's just that it's finding that balance. I think that's what he's really talking about, and I've always found it challenging and a bit unknowable.
Right. It is interesting. I feel like we... me personally, I've fallen head over heels. And when you feel that, when you feel that, it's like you find this love and you want to cling to it so hard because it just feels so good to be in that state.
Mm.
And yet, that engulfment of love is scary for the other person because you lose yourself a little. And I think maybe what it's trying to say is the ultimate love that you can have with someone is just to be your own beings of light that are next to each other. I'm doing this with my hands.
back to this theme of describing.
Self-made man, pretentious description.
But two orbs just walking down a path together instead of intertwining and being intermeshed.
Right.
And I think that's the most beautiful kind of love. And you have to be very present and aware and be true to yourself and true to your own aspirations that you want to, you know, grow as a human. And that person's there to be with you along, but not to be
you.
Not to be you.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I've definitely had that experience. Well, I think we all have, where you know, you want to give everything to someone and you want to keep nothing for yourself. And I think there's a push, maybe it's sort of a religious ideal that we feel like there is that ideal of you should be all giving, you should leave nothing for yourself, you should be 100% invested.
Hmm.
And I don't think that's particularly healthy, and I've had that
right.
desire to do that. But no, at the end of the day, no one's going to know you as well as yourself. Or no one should if you know yourself. Well,
that's true.
If you were a self-made man.
Uh-huh.
Bringing it around.
That's why we keep this guy around.
That's why Pelican Wind.
Pelican Wind edition.
But no one's going to, at the end of the day, I think no one's going to look out for your own interests as well as you are able to. I think that's sort of important to realize. And we think, you know, it's selfish to put your own desires or your own needs first. But even if someone wants to give you all of themselves, I think it's still, at the end of the day, it's up to you to be that autonomous person. And by being that person, I think you're able to give more, and you're able to give more healthily.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
I love that. What do you do when that person needs you? Like, what do you do when you are leaning on the other person, they're leaning on you sometimes. Like, how do you negotiate that in the moment, essentially?
Right.
Like, that's where I'm often confused.
Right.
Because I think you're right. What you said exactly was...
Yeah, and outside of the idea of sacrificing your own needs, like outside of the idea of saying, I'm going to give up what I want for them, because I think we're all pretty much agreed on
right.
let's not do that. However, what about when what you want is just to lose yourself in them?
Oh God!
What if that's all you want? Is to throw like
I like
you
this sigh of relief.
Yeah, or
because we've all felt
we've
that
all right?
a sigh of sympathy.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a great feeling, like,
mm-hmm.
when you're in that moment of just wanting to give everything of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But is that a healthy thing? I don't know.
Well, and then it goes to maybe even a physiological thing that happens in our bodies, which
sure.
we've talked about. The
mm-hmm.
There's an epinephrine hormone. It's not a hormone. I'm so sorry for all the scientists out there. It might be a hormone. I don't know.
Wait, isn't it?
Well, now I'm confused. There's epinephrine that is released in your body during a sexual high. And then there's also something that's further released when you have an intimate relationship called oxytocin. And it's only released when you have an intimate relationship.
Oxytocin.
Also, it's released when mothers are breastfeeding. And it's the only time that hormone... That is a hormone, I know that. It's the only time that hormone's released in our bodies. So I'm curious if what one side we're talking about is an epinephrine drug kind of addiction to that other person versus the true love, which maybe the prophet's talking about, which might be an oxytocin level of intimacy.
One of my favorite things about the conversations we have is that we talk often about Ken Wilber's quadrants of truth. That and was it when I came across this concept a few years back, my mind was blown. It was truly like a revolutionary moment, and that is that more than one thing can be true about a given situation at a time. So that addresses a completely different quadrant of the truth. Yes, we feel that we want to blah blah blah, and we're having these hormones pumped or whatever pumped through our bodies, and you know that the scientific truth and the internal truth that these things cohabitate, and by looking at all the different aspects of truth, we get such a better, clearer vision of it than by only looking at one and saying, "Well, that's the truth."
Yeah.
Right.
Because it takes them all to make, I sometimes call it a three-dimensional truth. A full and complete truth.
Or even more.
Usually we just think of truth as a line.
Right. Truth is a line. Truth is a point, right. Even.
Yeah. And or truth is black and white.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
There's all different ways of viewing
a black
the truth.
And white point line, I think, is often how truth is.
Wow. And yeah, it's really a multi-integral. That's what I'm multi-integral. I wanted to put that R in there. Integral.
I think
that's the word I want. Yeah, that's
integral.
The word.
Integral.
Yeah.
A multi-integral.
If it wasn't a word, it is now.
So. We've coined it here and now, ladies and gentlemen.
Integral. No, it is, because it's integral. You just are switching the emphasis. Integral.
This reminds me of a quote, but I'm going to look it up, because I'm going to butcher it if I don't. So.
Sweet. Yeah. That's a cliffhanger, folks. And with that, I think we know what time it is.
Quote time.
We don't call it
quote
time.
Sorry, I've ruined it every time.
We call it fortune cookie jar
time.
I can't.
I have to watch
it. He watches my mouth.
I have to watch your mouth.
Every time I say it, he's like eagerly staring at my mouth to match my words.
Because I never know.
Oh my god. It's always the same. I mean, we've only done it three times.
It hasn't changed.
No. In any case, it's fortune cookie jar time.
Who's turn? I think, well, okay. Pause. Can you pause it?
I'll edit it out. Find a quote.
Fuck, well, the thing is, I thought I had it, but now I don't think I do.
You mean you don't want to read what you thought you were going to
read? I don't know. Hold up.
Just read it.
Okay, I've got my quote.
Great.
So, in talking about
he's draws
how much you give to someone and how much you keep for yourself, it's a classic, but it's a good one from Romeo and Juliet. My bounty is as boundless as the sea, my love as deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have, for both are infinite. Which I think is an interesting combination of the two, because it's saying, the more I give you, I don't become less. I can be 100% autonomous and give you everything I have, and it replenishes me. That giving act is a replenishment of myself.
Totally.
Yeah. And I think we've all felt that. Yeah. That nourishment from giving.
Right. So maybe that's the difference between that healthy, a healthy sense of giving all of yourself.
Right.
And
and
the unhealthy sort of emptying of yourself.
Hmm.
Yeah, and maybe it's having that love in a higher place where it doesn't diminish who you are as a person.
Hmm.
So you're loving them as that person. Well, it's a reciprocal give and take. You gotta give a little, take a little. Do you know the song?
No.
Let your poor heart break a little.
But I think this is a
That's the glory of love. Come on, anyone? It's an older
again.
Song.
Again! That was gonna be our first musical number. It's gonna be our first musical number.
I think that's... Yeah, it's tough. It's really tough.
Yeah.
And it's a practice, I think, more than anything. I think it's
as
also
is everything wanting, worth pursuing, I
feel. Yeah. And wanting to find that, be with that person who you can go through those ebbs and flows.
Indeed.
And yeah. Yeah, God.
Gah.
Makes you feel it. You can't act this, no one can see. Right. I feel in my heart love.
He's a bit verklempt.
But that's even deeper than not knowing what shirt you're wearing, what color shirt you're wearing.
Oh, because none of us can see the fact that you're feeling love.
Or can we?
Well, we can feel it. Eric has just made a dramatic sip. That's what just happened. Or can we sip?
Or can we actually see each other's love? I think we can.
Yeah.
Did I miss fortune cookie jar?
You sort of.
What do we call it?
You became.
You were the fortune.
You became the fortune cookie jar.
Fortune cookie jar time. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the fortune cookie jar segment this week was just us laughing at our inability to do it without seeming ridiculous. Well, given the fact that it is ridiculous, I think that's fair. It's a ridiculous moment, but I like it. I find it charming.
I do too.
And I think with that might just wrap up this week's Self-Made Man.
Do we have a sexy word we want to say today?
Yeah, we forgot our sexy word last week. We decided we're going to end every episode, or start every episode, or somewhere within every episode contain, this sentence could have gone better, a sexy word. So
this sentence could have gone better section of the show.
Right.
That's, we can even have that.
I think that's been the last 20 minutes of every episode.
20?
I feel like it should end with just, this episode has been brought to you by the sexy word.
Pelican
oh,
wind.
Yeah.
Pelican
wind. That's got to be our sexy word.
Pelican
this week.
Wind?
Everyone, get really close to the mic. Really quiet now. We don't want to blast them out.
Pelican wind.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Bam. Right in at selfmademanpodcast@gmail.com. Visit us on the web at selftalkpodcast.com. It's all these podcasts. There's so many words to remember, Eric.
It's important.
And Toby.
Toby. Thanks for joining us.
Toby,
joining
thank
us.
You for joining us.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
See you next time.
Bye.